Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this rainy morning. Rain from Maine all the way to Florida. Good day to stay in and start to make lists of things that need to be done, as today is the official beginning of the fall season. About 4:45, I think, this afternoon. And the seasons are definitely changing. Color is beginning to appear in some of the trees. Sumac has got a lot of color. Burning bush are beginning to change to the beautiful red color. And the season is definitely in the end of the season. So, if you need some help with planning out timing as far as what needs to be done, then give us a call and we'll work together to try and put together a list for you of what needs to be done and what you can hold off a little bit longer on. Number one thing, for those of you that live in an area where snow is a problem, would be an idea of maybe starting the snowblower. It's never too early to test it, never too early to bring it down, to have it tuned up if it needs to be tuned up. Get some fresh gas, some water treatment, check the oil, but get it started. And then take some of the power equipment that you're not going to be using anymore, things like the rototillers, the seed slicers, the lawnmower you're going to need probably to mow the grass once or twice more, especially if you're going to be fertilizing it to keep it thick and to choke out weeds for the future. Your spreaders, once you're done putting down your last application of a lawn fertilizer, then wash it down thoroughly. And I mean wash it down thoroughly. Gentle, mild soap like Dawn or Joy that you wash the dishes with. Wash the inside, wash the outside, especially where the holes are. Get all the corrosive lime products that you've put down, the fertilizers and weed killers that you've put down this year, because it will enlarge the holes so that when you go to apply it, it's going to come out faster. And you're going to put down too much, well, probably won't have enough to finish the yard as you have in the past. So get it washed, leave it out in the sun when it comes out, or in your garage right now. And then once it's nice and dry, then spray where the holes are in the bottom of your sprayer from the inside, and then flip it over, open up your spreader, and spray the holes from the underside with WD-40. All your moving parts, spray them with the WD-40. Now, if you see a lot of corrosion after you've washed it and you're noticing some rusting, and take a wire brush, scrape all that rust off, because the rust will continue to eat it at the metal all winter long. So scrape it off clean, then put the WD-40, then check all of your gears and hang it up on the wall in the back of your garage or in your tool shed and say, we'll see you in the spring. One thing less. Leftover fertilizer or weed killers that comes in a bag or a powdered form should be put in plastic bags so that during the fall and winter months, the product doesn't absorb the moisture. So you can put two or three in the same bag. It doesn't matter, depending on the size. Tie it nice and tight at the top where you've inserted the products into the plastic. And then try and keep them off the floor. If you've got a dirt floor in your tool shed or a cement floor, it's going to bring moisture into the tool shed. Get it up off the ground, even if it's just several sheets of cardboard, a piece of wood, scrap lumber, just to get it up off the floor so that that dampness doesn't work its way in, even through the plastic at that point. If you don't have a tool shed or garage, put it in the basement. It will stay loose, granular in form, and it will make a big difference in the power of the product the following year. Nothing worse than opening up a bag of fertilizer and it's a solid block. It's solidified. Then you got to break it all up, and then you know that it's lost some of its power. The chemicals, if you're done using your weed killers, insecticides, fungicides, time to box them. Squeeze the cover nice and tight. Try and keep the air out of them. And box them. And put them in your tool shed. Or in your basement, which is a better idea. Temperatures in the tool shed with a lot of the chemicals that we use, or even some of the organic products, you get a nice sunny day, the tool shed's closed, temperature can get up to 40, 50, 60 degrees in the middle of winter, and then at night get back down into the 20s or even colder. And that fluctuation tends to weaken or break down the power of the product. And if you have ready-to-use product. So if you bought something like Roundup, ready-to-use, a great deal of what's in the bottle is water, and it's going to freeze, and that will destroy the potency of your product. So any ready-to-use in a pump should be brought in your basement, put it up someplace high where the kids can't get it, label the box, and that way when spring arrives, you'll be ready to go. Tools should all be cleaned at this point. If you're done with shovels and rakes and hoes, cultivators, trowels, then take a wire brush, scrape all the soil off of them, get them nice and clean. And then a little bit of WD-40, that will keep them from rusting, keep them more powerful, so that next year when you jam the trowel in the ground, it's not going to bend. So you build the strength by keeping it treated with something like WD-40. Now, if you have wooden handle tools, rakes, shovels, and they're a couple years old, you may want to take 5 minutes in the next couple of weeks, stop at your local hardware store, and get some linseed oil. You can buy a little, like a pint. You don't have to buy a gallon of it, but you could buy a pint container. You bring it home, put some on an old rag, and rub the linseed oil into the wooden handles of all of your long handle tools. Again, rakes and shovels, where you've got a lot of pressure when you're digging. If you can keep that wood moist and not allow it to dry out, it will keep its strength and it will extend the life of the tool for a couple of years or more. You know, $25, $30 for a shovel. If you can get another couple of years off of it, it's going to make a big, big difference. So clean the metal portions, WD-40. If it's a wooden handle, just rub some linseed oil and then hang them up someplace in your garage where they're going to be out of the way. What I've done in the past and still do, and it really helps a great deal, in my tool shed, I have two buckets that I've attached to the wall. One bucket, I put in all my trowels, my cultivators, my pruning shears, my edging clippers, loppers, and head shears. After they've been treated, they're all in the bucket. They're all together. They're off the ground. They're out of the way, and they work good. The second bucket, watering equipment, the sprinkler, nozzles, dram watering wands, anything that has to do with water. Again, they're all in the bucket. They're all together. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're trying to let you know that summer is over as of 4 o'clock, 4:30, something like that. And we are now getting ready for the fall season. You're just starting to see changes in temperature, daytime and evening. You're seeing changes in the foliage. Hopefully, a lot of you are going to enjoy a nice fall season. And the rain we're getting now will help to ensure that the colors are more intense. And that's the secret to fall foliage. Cool temperatures, which are coming, and we've had some, and moisture. So as long as there's plenty of moisture in the ground, the intensity of the color will be a lot better. And I'll tell you, one thing that you should all do, if you live in an area like the Northeast, New York, Pennsylvania, and even down to the Carolinas and beyond, what you should do is, if you have friends, family, that have moved to the South where they don't really get any color, this fall, when the leaves get to their peak and you're getting yellows and orange and purples and reds and all the combinations in between, take a gallon plastic bag. Take a couple pieces of paper towels, get them wet, and squeeze off the excess, but you still want it a little bit on the wet side, and then fill this bag full of beautiful foliage. Put it in an envelope, mail it to your friends that have moved to the South, and say, hey, look at what you're missing. It is so beautiful. You can enclose a couple of pictures of your backyard and what's happening around you, and they'll really appreciate that. A lot of kids and a lot of people have never seen the mountains. They've never seen the changes. So that may be something kind of fun that your family will enjoy. Also, right now, I've been noticing in the last couple of days, as the temperatures have been getting cooler, the return of the stink bug. And the stink bug usually comes during September, October, and you'll start to see them on your screens and windows where they're looking for a way to get in your house for the late fall and the winter season. So what I want you to do is to get a product called Screen Saver. It's made by Linwood Laboratories. And spray all your screens. And if you're noticing, this is what happens at my house. On the southwest side of my house. So, you know, after 12 o'clock, your sun is right in the south. And then as it gets ready to set, which is setting a lot sooner now, because we're losing about 3 minutes of daylight every single day. The southwest side is where the stink bug and the Asiatic ladybug will start to build up in numbers. If you spray the side of the house with the screen and surface, as they walk on it, they'll drop. And it's a very, very effective way to keep them from coming into your house. Also, go in your attic and make sure that the screens in your louvers are nice and tight. There's no holes in them, because they'll come in through the holes in the louvers and work their way following wires, end up in recessed lighting, and you'll have a problem all year. So the that ladybug, looks like a ladybug, but it's an Asiatic ladybug. They're going to be looking for a place where it's nice and warm to spend the winter. And so is the stink bug. And you know when you have a stink bug, because when you touch it, to pick it up and throw it out, flush it down the toilet, it smells. So spray around your windows, and even if you live on a second floor, just open the window and spray out, just as long as you get some on the screen. And you can get screen and surface at your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store. And the ticks, they're still out there. So are the mosquitoes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So if you get a chance, give us a call. Don't be shy. Let's take care of some of your problems and prepare for the change of season, which is today. Now, one job that I had planned for today, and it looks like it may be rained out, was to start to take my perennials down to the ground and cut them back. Most of them are pretty well done flowering at this point. Your hostas, if you look at them, if the leaves are beginning to show signs of wear and tear, that get some yellow in them, you can cut them back to about 3 inches. Your daylilies, the same thing, cut them back to about 3 inches. Your iris, cut them back to about 6 inches in the shape of a teepee. And if you want to divide your iris and move them around, this is the time of the year, the best time of the year, to do your iris. If they've been in the garden for 3, 4, 5 years, you're probably noticing that the center of the cluster of iris tubers are beginning to show signs of age and some rot. You press on the bulb, if it feels soft, it's beginning to rot. because every year it makes new growth and the previous year dies. If you don't remove it, it's going to encourage a borer to get into your iris. And once the borer gets in, it will eat the old tissue and then work its way into the newer tissue, possibly killing a nice, healthy bulb for flowers for next season. So you dig up the whole clump. You just keep the tips where the new growth is made, replant them, throw everything else away, condition the soil with some compost, with some animal manure, working in well. And I always add a little bit of soil moist to help to retain moisture, especially during the heat of summer. And the new soil moist product that has the mycorrhiza in it. So, you know, start cleaning your perennials. There's some that are still in bloom. If you have your fall blooming asters, of course, your mum are looking really good now. The Montauk daisy is all in bud. Should be blooming in the next couple of weeks. So the ones that still have flowers, keep them. Everything else, cut them down. Get the garden raked, clean, and compost all of that plant material. And then what I like to do, doesn't have to be done every year, is I like to add some lime, keep the soil nice and sweet, and then also a slow-release organic fertilizer. And that does make a big, big difference. Okay? Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, do we have a caller this morning, our first caller?
We do. Next up, we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about roses.
Alan, good morning. How can we help you with the roses today?
Yes, Paul. We're going to be moving later on this fall, maybe into the early winter, and I've got five knockout roses. They're really beautiful plants, and I was wondering, is it possible to transplant those?
Yes.
In the fall? Or?
Mm-hmm. What I would suggest you do is I'd like to see you dig them as soon as possible and put them into some large pots. You know, the days are getting cooler, and the length of the day is definitely getting a lot shorter. How old are the plants? How long have they been there?
This would have been the second year on a couple of them, and the third year on two more.
Okay, so that will be okay. So what you want to do is you're going to need a pot to transplant them in that's going to be at least a foot. If you can go 15 inches, that would be good. So dig them up, get as much of a root system as possible, and as much soil with it as possible. And like a day like today where it's raining, it will really get that soil really saturated. It will hold together, and it will make it easy for you to dig it up, just like a shrub is dug from the nursery. Put it in a big pot, and then what I would do is I would cut it back by about a third, because you're not going to be able to get all of the roots, and you've got to kind of balance the top and bottom off. And then, you know, when you get ready to move, bring them along with you and keep them outside. You want them to go through a normal winter. You want the cold to knock off the foliage. And I would not plant them when you get to your new home this year, because you've cut back the plant. So if you can put them in your garage, in the tool shed, someplace out of the wind, but until all the leaves come off, leave them outside, Don't put any fertilizer at all in it. And just put them in your tool shed. Maybe during the winter, add some water a couple of times. And then in March, once the frost is out of the ground, early April, then get them planted. The other thing that really helps a great deal, roses lose moisture through the cut and through the stems. So once all the leaves are off, buy either wilt proof or wilt stop.
Okay.
It's an anti-desiccant, and you would spray all of the branches and where you cut back the plant, and it will create a nice sealed area, and that will prevent moisture loss while they're in storage for the winter months. And it really does make a big, big difference in the survival rate. And then in the spring when you plant them, you know, condition the soil with compost, animal manure, blend it in well, plant them at the same depth as you took them out, water them in, fertilize them, and they should be okay.
Okay, good. So with the transplant shock, so to speak, this fall won't affect them that much next spring?
No. So like if you wanted to dig perennials to take with you,
right,
you can dig some of those perennials now, pot them up, and as long as you can keep them out of the weather. If you leave them outside and the pots fill full of rain, they're going to freeze. And then during the day, they're going to thaw. And then you're going to get snow on them, and the survival rate won't be very good. So you can put them underneath a porch, in a tool shed, a garage, just someplace where they're going to be sheltered. Now, if you don't have anything like that, then what you want to do is put them up against a fence and lay them on their side so that the pot doesn't fill full of water. And then if you can cover them with a sheet of either black plastic or clear plastic. I like clear better than black because the black plastic will absorb the rays of the sun and it'll get hot underneath that plastic, and then you're going to get some sweating and you'll lose some moisture. But put them up against a fence where they're going to be out of the sun. They'll be shaded. And, I mean, you don't have to lay them flat. Just tip them a little bit so that you can get rid of the moisture. Cover them with the plastic, and you'll be all set. Now, when you get to your new house, if it's before Thanksgiving, just lay the pots for your roses and your perennials straight up and down.
Okay.
And don't cover them. After Thanksgiving, when the mice, the voles, and all the other critters that are running around the yard at that point, they're looking for a place to stay for the winter. So that if you cover them, and let's say you put some pine needles or some straw, which will help a great deal, they'll make their home in it. But by Thanksgiving, they found a place to live. You tip them on their side a bit, cover them with some straw, some pine needles, a sheet of plastic to keep the excess moisture off. And then in early March, if the snow's all gone, take the plastic off, stand them up, and then let them come into their normal routine. And then you'll be ready to plant them in April.
Good. Great. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Oh, I thank you. And we appreciate the phone call. And if you need some help, don't be shy. Call us. That's the whole purpose of the program, is to try and help you to prepare for the season and what we should be doing at this time of the year. Write this number down, 855-660-4261. Now, there's an old saying that's been around since I have been working in the gardening industry in 1968. Feels like a million years, but it's been that long. and that is fall is for planting. And right now the ground is still warm, and nurseries are having sales, nurseries are getting new shrubbery, and this is a good time to take advantage of those sales. Just make sure that the plants are okay when you go to the nursery. If they're in a plastic pot, they're in better shape than a bald and burlap plant. As long as the bald and burlap root wrap is nice and firm. So if you pick up the ball and it feels all mushy and soft, I think I would think about it. If it feels nice and firm, it looks good, then definitely buy it. Save some money. Get some planting done now. Be a lot less you have to do next spring. And what I want you to do is take a fingernail, and on the ends of the plant where the new growth was made this year, scratch the stems. And if there's green underneath the stem, then that's a signal that the plant is alive. On the ends, if you scratch the ends of the branches and they're all brown, then that means that the plant has dried out in the nursery, probably wasn't taken care of or watered enough, and you've got some dieback. And that's something that you do not want. Look for broken branches, for cracked branches. You want the best at the best price, like everybody. And again, this is a great time of the year. And when you plant, just like spring, compost, animal manure, soil moist, especially if your ground is on the sandy side. A little bit of soil moist will go a long way. Remember, a tablespoon of soil moist will expand 200 times. So you don't need a lot, and it does make a difference.
Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Do you have aphids, scales, spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil will kill insect pests, but it contains no chemicals that are harmful to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up any resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so keep it working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center, hardware store, or home center near you. Visit ResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beth from Missouri listening on KSIS 1050 AM with a question about crepe Martha's?
Crepe Myrtle. Beth, good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the Garden
Hello.
Club.
I love
How are you?
Program. Yes, good.
Thank you.
My crepe myrtles this year have bloomed beautifully. Their first time, and now I have these big seed clusters. Do I leave them on, or do I need to cut those off?
You really should take them off, because what's happening is, with the remaining nice days that we have, the plant is going to use its energy to try and ripen the seed pod and make seed, and you don't really need the seeds unless you want to start a bunch of new plants. So what I'd like to see you do is, for now, is just cut back all the seed pod heads. Don't cut back the plant just yet, but cut back all of the seed heads from your plant, and that way all the energy that the plant will continue to make will go into making the plants stronger, and a lot of it will be taken down to the root system and stored underground for the spring. Now, the time to cut back crepe myrtles, and my son who lives in Florida has crepe myrtles. He loves them, and they get bigger and bigger and stronger every year, is during the month of February. If your ground is clear, the weather is halfway decent, February, March, go through your crepe myrtle And pruning will stimulate growth. It will encourage a lot of new branches. And while they're young, try and do some pruning to create the shape that you want them to be. And you can do that in the spring. You don't want to do it now, because if we have a rough winter with a lot of wind. Now, even if you're down south and you get a lot of wind, you could have dieback. So major prunings are done in the early part of the year before the new growth starts. And again, it's going to be during February, March, even April. And feed them at that point to get them motivated to produce the new growth. And I'll guarantee you that if you can get rid of the seed pods, you can do some selective pruning and little shoots that develop at the base of the plant. Remove some of those to try and put all the energy on stronger looking branches that are coming from the ground, and create the shape that you want and put a limit, because crepe myrtle, if you live in a mild climate, if you lived in Tennessee, for example, if you lived in Mississippi or Florida, they can get up to be, a good 15 to 25 feet tall. And if you don't want them that big, then the time to do the major pruning is going to be in the late and in the early springtime. But for now, get all those pods off. And if you want to use an organic fertilizer, not like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, but something like Espoma Plant Tone or Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub Fertilizer, give them a little bit of that. And what happens, and Mother Nature is really clever, in the fall, when you fertilize your shrubs and your trees and your lawn, 75% of the food that you put down is taken up by the plant and stored in the root system, and it uses 25% to grow. In the spring, when you put down the fertilizer, 25% will go into the roots, and 75% will be used to make new growth and keep the plant thick and full. So if you've got a little bit of fertilizer left, put a couple handfuls around it, get rid of all the seed pods, and then in the spring is when you would do a major pruning on it. Thank you. Great question, and we appreciate the phone call.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.